Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. You know, it used to be in business that the big ate the small. Today, not so true. Today, the fast eat the slow. We live in a world that is built for speed, and success loves speed. Trainer and consultant Brian Tracy has said that all technology is designed for really one purpose, to reduce the amount of time, the amount of life it takes to get a result, which is speed. Look at communications. We used to have the Pony Express. It took 8 to 10 days to get a letter from Missouri to San Francisco. That was the first path of the Pony Express. Then we had mail by car, which took much shorter period of time. Then we had airmail, so it took a day or so, and then a couple more days for internal processing. And then we had telex, so it took an hour or more to get a message from someone. And then we had fax, which happened in minutes. And now we have email, which is instantaneous. So over the course of time, communications has been compressed, and every new technology has been built for speed, to shorten the amount of time or shorten the amount of life to get the desired result. Years ago, I worked with Domino's Pizza. Their entire mindset is to prepare for the rush. When does the rush happen? Lunch hour and dinner hour. That's when they get their most orders. So they fully prepare. They build their boxes. They get the make table ready. They make sure the oven is ready. They make sure they're properly staffed. So they're prepared for the rush. Why? So they can honor their 30-minute guarantee. So they can under-promise and over-deliver by beating the 30-minute guarantee. Now, today they no longer use the 30-minute guarantee, but the mechanisms for meeting that are still in place. So while they often today will say, well, that'll be 35 to 45 minutes, they're at our house not ringing the doorbell in 20 and 25 minutes. So they're built for speed. When I do strategic planning, I often get an email, sometimes at 5:30 in the afternoon, from a potential client saying, Rick, we're considering doing strategic planning. We remember when you spoke to our group, and let's talk. So 5:30, I get this email. I have created a system with one of my assistants where my capabilities packet will be FedExed out that night and will arrive on their desk by 10:30 the next morning. It literally blows them away. I've intentionally created this speed mechanism so that no matter how late in the day I get that email, at 10:30 in the morning, they get a surprise package from me. What is their reaction to that? This guy must have dropped everything to satisfy my need. And that's what I want. That's the impression I want to create. So what can you do to build speed, speed, speed into everything you do? Don't create speed that will destroy your excellence. Create speed that will enhance it. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.